I know I've addressed this before, but it's such a sinful path which so many choose and continue to take. Felt the need to deal with it again. This past week, actor Jim Caviezel, in an interview, said that Donald Trump was chosen by God to serve as he has and is the modern-day equivalent of King David. I also recently saw a photo of a rather large painting hanging somewhere. I wasn't sure whether it was an art gallery or a museum. Showed Donald Trump crucified on a cross wearing a crown of thorns. Now, you can laugh this off as being the insanity that it is, but there are still a large number of people who see Donald Trump in that way. They're actually being encouraged to do that from the pulpit by people like Paula White King, Greg Locke, John Hagee, just to name a few. That brings to mind Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Reading here, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." We also read this in Jonah, coincidentally enough, chapter 2, verse 8. In the Old Testament, "Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy." These people who I now call Trumpians rather than Christians look at this one man as like Jim Caviezel said, a messenger of God, and even a deity on his own. We're taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer." So what could be said about Trump and his Christian faith? A little of anything, because when he's asked about the teachings of Jesus or verses in the Bible that have guided him the most, Trump deflects by saying how that's a private matter between him and God, or God and him. Let us go to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and what Jesus said when he appeared to the 11 disciples. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The dilemma for Trumpians is that for Trumpianity to stand, they have to ignore the acts of the flesh by Donald Trump. Womanizing, at least according to New York court, sexual abuse, dishonesty, infidelity, theft of property, also known as classified documents, bullying, threatening, you get the idea. The other problem for the Trumpians is how they proclaim that America was founded on Christian beliefs that rest within the Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution, which they're right about, but part of the Constitution addresses our courts and judges, which Trumpians have a wee bit of a problem with these days, which means they have a problem with God, who says in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, "You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous." Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the Antichrist and the rapture is just around the corner. There's only one who knows the day and time of that. I'm also not saying this as an attack on those who see that one man in that one very wrong way. My hope is that those who do hear my words will re-examine who they want to place their faith with. Is it a false prophet who wants to take as much from you as he possibly can? Or Almighty God and his Son Jesus Christ, who want to give to you all that will sustain you for eternity? As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect."